Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. And thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. In this 15-minute segment, you're going to be empowered and you're encouraged in your walk and the process and how God will add to you, make you, shape you, stretch you, and use everyday life to do so. That as you identify with God and grow in the grace of the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you become light to someone else, life to someone else. You become that which is necessary for them to be encouraged by. And God, in the end, basically blesses you. He basically enlarges you, build you up so that you can become an instrument of righteousness and a dangerous enemy to the enemy himself, because your faith is that which shapes and makes and transforms not only the atmosphere of your life, but everything around you to make it conducive to the Spirit of God. We're going back to our study in faith, and we're looking again at Cain and Abel, who's one of the heroes of faith mentioned in 11. And so we're going back and we're looking at the life of Cain and Abel. And we said yesterday that Cain's name means craftsman or a metal worker, and Abel means vapor. And they called him vapor because many of the historians believe it was because his life was taken away so very quickly. He was only here on the herbs very short time. And during this time period, you must remember that men at that time lived hundreds of years. He'd be hundreds of years old. And so it was nothing for them to be 100, 200, 300, 400, 500 years old and still living on the earth. And they considered it to be very, very young. So and if we lived that time in that time frame and lived that many years, we would be very young. But God has shortened the days of man not allowed us to live to be 400 and 500 years old as they did during that time frame. The Bible talks about Cain and Abel, and Abel was a keeper of sheep. Cain was a tiller of the ground. Now, the sacrifices that Cain and Abel offer unto the Lord were not sin sacrifices, but these were offerings of worship unto the Lord. And the Bible lets us know in the book of Leviticus 14 that God blessed the grain offering as well as the animal sacrifice that was given by the people unto the Lord. Abel's offering was the best because he gave his best to God. He did not withhold anything. He understood that God was the blesser of his life and the blesser of his hands and the blesser of what he was doing. And he was grateful unto the Lord, and he blessed God with everything that he did. And that was his faith. He stood in faith knowing that his relationship with God and what God was doing in his life, even though there had been a separation of sin, he still believed God, served God, and trusted God. And so we see that because he brings the best. He makes sure that the offering that he gives God is the best. And Abel was one that he wanted to have a life of worship unto the Lord. He wanted to make sure God was pleased with him. He was the seed of righteousness. Genesis speaks about the seed of wickedness and the seed of righteousness, the seed of God and the seed of the devil, seed of the serpent. And we see that Abel was the seed of righteousness. He wanted to live a righteous life and bring glory unto God and be pleasing unto him. But Cain was the seed of the serpent, seed of the devil. And it's because of his actions and his deeds. And so today we see and understand that there's a seed of the enemy, a seed that goes after wickedness, a seed that does not please the Lord, a seed that does not want righteousness. And then there's a seed of righteousness that goes after God and what he wants and desires. And we see that and that war that is always going on because the seed of the enemy hates the knowledge of God, hates God's voice, hates God's power, hates God being revealed in the earth. They don't want that. They want that falsehood. They want to remove God from anything and everything in the earth. And we understand that righteous are constantly saying, praying the will of God and living the life. And even though we're not perfect, we're under grace, we understand that if the name of the Lord is removed, if God's name is not declared and decreed, that the enemy will take over. But thanks be unto God that even in that, God causes us to triumph and win. And it's not about us, it's about him getting glory and about his will being done. And so Abel was one who wanted to please God, and he offered the best sacrifice, the firstborn and the fats from those firstborn. Cain brought a token, a gift to God but it was not by faith, and he brought it from the land. It was not by faith. He just gave God something, offered to God something, and it was not with faith that he done it. God respects and looks with favor upon the first upon the person. He does that. He looks at on that person or that individual with favor. He looks on that person, and it's not a respect of that person, but he looks at the person's heart. So what we do, God is looking at our heart. He's looking at our motive. He's looking at how we do it, how we present it. And when we do it the right way, it is acceptable. Songs 40, David speaks here, and David says basically it's Songs 46 through 8. David is talking here, and he says, David says, I'm bringing a sacrifice to you, but I understand that what I'm presenting to you, God, you don't delight in the flesh. You delight in that which is of the heart. And to delight and to have desire with God, David understood that this was going to be pleasing to God. If you do it with the right attitude, if you're going to have delight and you can have pleasure in something that pleases God, then it's going to please you, because you want to bless God, because you want to give God what is due him. And when you want to give God what is due him and you do it with the right attitude, it blesses you and blesses everything around you. We see that when we look at God's word and we look at how he basically wills for us to live, we understand that whenever we bless God the right way with the right attitude, God turns things around for us in our favor. Romans 12, 1 through 1st and 2nd verse says this: I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, which is your reasonable and acceptable service unto God. When, in other words, what this is saying is, based on God's mercy, present your bodies. Use your bodies in service and obedience unto God's will. You are, and when you do this, you're going to enjoy and walk around in the newness of God's life, that which he's already provided for us, that which helps us and encourages us and builds us up and leads us and guides us. And by being holy and being set apart for the glory of God, for the use of God, you become what is acceptable and pleasing to God, but you also are pleasing to God in the earth, bringing glory to him, so someone else's life can be touched. Someone else would know that Jesus lives, and the enemy will not win over the territory that he thought he was going to have, because God has chosen you before you were ever born. He's chosen you, and this has nothing to do with the acts or the works of faith. It's because he chose you for himself. And because of that, he expects us to give him sacrifices that are acceptable by faith. That's all the time we have for today. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Have a blessed day, and we'll see you next week to continue this walk of faith.